Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, in addition to being Parsha Tzav, is also known as Shabbos HaGodol, the Great Shabbos, because it is the Shabbos that precedes the holiday of Passover, Pesach. Why is it called Shabbos HaGodol, the Great Shabbos? The great halachic authority, the Tur, states that on the Shabbos preceding the Exodus from Egypt, which was the 10th day of Nisan, the Jewish people took a sheep and set it aside to sacrifice it for their Pesach offering. Besides this being the designation of the sheep for the Pesach offering, the Passover sacrifice, it was also an act of sacrifice on their part, because the sheep was one of the gods of Egypt, a major deity in Egypt, and the Egyptians were none too happy to discover that the Jews were taking their gods and preparing them to be a sacrifice. Yet God performed a miracle, and the Egyptians were powerless to do anything against the Jewish people, to stop them, to harm them, to perform any act to block these animals from being prepared for a sacrifice. In commemoration of this great miracle, we mark every Shabbos that precedes the Passover holiday as Shabbos HaGodol, the Great Shabbos. The question is raised by many commentators, why do we celebrate the Shabbos? Yes, indeed, this event took place on Shabbos, but it also took place on the 10th day of the month of Nisan. And normally we celebrate events on the calendar date that it occurred, not on the weekday or the day of the week that it occurred. Yes, it was Shabbos, and Shabbos is an important day, but why wouldn't we celebrate it on the 10th day of Nisan? As I mentioned, there are a lot of commentators who ask this question, and therefore there are a lot of different approaches. I'd like to share one with you that ties into the Parsha of Tzav. In this week's Parsha, we have a discussion of a sacrifice that is brought by a Kohen Hedyut, a regular Kohen, when he is first inaugurated into the service in the Mishkan, the Tabernacle, or in the Beis HaMikdash in the Temple. He brings a special mincha offering, a special flower offering, and a similar flower offering is brought by the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, every single day. The Sfas Emes, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Alter, one of the early Rebbes of the Ger Hasidim, discusses why the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, brings this offering, a special flower offering, every day, while a regular Kohen only brings it once when he is first inaugurated into the service in the temple. And he explains that a Kohen Gadol is an individual who has to be continuously growing. He is constantly achieving new levels. Now, of course, all of us should be trying to do that, but this is part and parcel of his job description, is that he is someone who is continuously achieving new levels, and every day is a new day of new levels of spirituality and connection to God. And that, he says, is why he's called a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol normally is translated as high priest, but the word Gadol means great. And the idea is that every day is a new level, every day is a new opportunity for achieving greater levels of connection to spirituality, to God, to becoming a greater person. And that is the idea of Gedula, of greatness, is that a person is constantly renewing himself or herself, and in a constant state of renewal and of achieving new levels that were not achieved before, and thereby remaking oneself on a daily basis. Therefore, says the Sfas Emes, a special sacrifice is brought every single day to signify that renewal. A regular Kohen, who although is hopefully striving for greater heights, does not have the same expectations, and so when he begins his new stage in life as a Kohen serving in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, he brings the sacrifice to reflect that now he is a new person, he is entering a new stage of life as he begins his service in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. The idea of Shabbos, well, one of the many ideas of Shabbos, is that it provides the potential for the entire week that follows it. All the spiritual power, and by extension the physical needs of the following week, are provided on Shabbos, and they express themselves and are actualized and concretized into reality during the week that follows. But the Shabbos is the time when God provides the spiritual potential for all spiritual and physical needs and events that will occur in the following week. And it's up to us to utilize the Shabbos to garner as much spiritual power as we can, and then to bring it into reality during the 6 days that follow. This is true for a holiday as well. When a holiday occurs during the week, the spiritual potential of that holiday already is bestowed upon us on the Shabbos before, and we just need to actualize it, make it a reality in the physical world during the 6 days when we are told to, quote-unquote, work. Work is not just physical work, it's the work of bringing into actualization all the spiritual power that we're given on Shabbos. The idea of the Pesach offering, the Korban Pesach, was for the Jewish people to pull themselves away from the idolatry and the impurity of Egypt, specifically a sheep, which was a major idol of Egypt. They were told to take and sacrifice as a means of pulling themselves away from the idolatry of Egypt. It was thus a major component of the renewal of the Jewish people as exiting the birth of the Jewish people, as beginning the process of the birth of the Jewish people, the renewal of the Jewish people, the creation of the Jewish people that occurred with the Exodus. When did the spiritual power for this descend? When was it bestowed? When did it begin? On Shabbos. And so the Jewish people took this sacrifice. Essentially, they were preparing the potential greatness of bringing this sacrifice, the potential greatness that would allow them to renew themselves as a nation. When did this occur? It occurred on the Shabbos day. Shabbos was the day when they began preparing, when the potential was set aside, when they took that sheep and put it aside. And then it would be actualized with the actual sacrifice offering and the service of the Pesach offering later in the week on the actual Seder night, on the night of Passover. Every year we go through the same process, and hence we have the opportunity in this Shabbos, this special Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, the great Shabbos, to try to get ourselves ready for the Pesach holiday that's coming, to try to utilize this Shabbos, as every Shabbos, but especially this Shabbos, to prepare ourselves mentally, physically, spiritually for the holiday that's coming, and then we can hopefully utilize and take advantage of all the spiritual greatness that God provides us with, all the opportunities to achieve and to grow and to come close to God as we celebrate and relive, literally, as we take the spiritual power that God provided so many years ago on Passover, and He gives us again every year on this Passover holiday to achieve ever greater levels of connection to God. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos and a happy, healthy, and kosher Pesach.